The Sistine Chapel. I'm assuming that you've just entered the Sistine Chapel after doing the Vatican Museum tour and have come through a small door into the open space of the chapel. Look ahead down the length of the chapel. There is a screen about halfway down that stretches from one side of the room to the other. Walk towards it and then find a place to stand where you can clearly see the ceiling and the huge end wall that you've just come through, okay? Now, the one rule in here is that you cannot take pictures or film anything in the chapel, right? No cameras, no pictures, no filming. As I tell you about the art in each panel, right above your heads, I will also let you in on some secrets of the Sistine, little details and nuggets of information that I think you might like. Well, welcome to the Sistine Chapel. You're standing surrounded by what is arguably the greatest artwork in the whole world. It took Michelangelo just 4 years to paint that ceiling. Look at it. Just 4 years, between 1508 and 1512. Before he started any work on it, it was just painted in blue with a few glinting stars. Well, now look at it. People think that Michelangelo painted on his back up there, but he actually created a vast scaffolding that curved like the ceiling, and he stood up there, bending backwards, painting over his head. It caused permanent damage to his vision. When he was asked to paint the chapel, he thought it was a trap, a task set up by his enemies to make him fail, and he told the Pope, who commissioned him, that he'd prefer not to do it. Well, luckily for us, he changed his mind. Now, to make sure that we're all facing the same direction, this guide begins with the painting on the wall that you've just come through, the altar wall, and the painting is called The Last Judgment. After that, we will work our way back along the ceiling of the chapel, getting a better look at those breathtaking panels above us. Just use this guide to guide you. The panels depict the birth of the world, the creation of man, and man's fall from grace. Now, face the end wall where you just came in, the altar wall. The Last Judgment. This was painted by Michelangelo almost 20 years after he'd painted the ceiling. This gruesome scene announces the end of the world. It's time for the souls of the living and the dead to be judged by Christ. He's the figure in the top centre with the bright light behind him. Can you see him? At the bottom on the left, men and women rise from the dead as angels take them up to heaven. On the lower right side, angels are throwing the wicked men down to hell, where a big devil drives them off a boat and other devils pull them down into the inferno, the fires of hell. A Sistine secret. Look by Christ's left foot for Saint Bartholomew. He's kneeling on a cloud. Have you found him? He's holding his own skin. Look closely at the skin. That's Michelangelo's face, hidden there between the two arms. Panel 2 in the ceiling, God dividing light from darkness. Now, have a look at your little map books, because I've labelled the panels for you to help you find them up above you. So, right at the start, up on the ceiling, the first thing God has to do is separate light from darkness. Here is God in what looks like lilac robes, really, with four male characters, each supporting a corner. Can you see them? Look at the way the figures are viewed, as if from below. Well, this is the first time Michelangelo painted figures this way. There's thought to be a similarity in the way the artist is reaching up and creating the ceiling, and the way God is reaching up into the clouds and creating night and day. It's believed that Michelangelo hid a detailed drawing of the human brain and eyes and spine in the body and clothes of God. It's impossible to see it from here, but scholars have found it. A Sistine secret. The way Michelangelo planned this ceiling is fascinating. He was really a sculptor, not an artist, so he started his painting at the end of the story, with Noah, and he worked his way back along the ceiling towards the altar wall, knowing that his technique for painting would improve as he progressed. And he wanted to start the story, showing God and the creation, to be the very best work that he could do. I think he's surpassed himself, don't you? Panel 3. God separates water from the land. Here you can see God again, with his flowing beard and outstretched hands, looking down as he creates the earth and the seas. It's been said that the simplicity of this panel suggests the perfect world God had almost created just before he created man. And he certainly seems to be looking down on his work like a last check before the next step. Sistine Secrets. Nobody had seen God portrayed like this before, with a long beard and flowing hair. This was Michelangelo's version, his invention, really, and it's stayed with us ever since. Before this painting of God, he was usually depicted as a hand coming down out of the clouds. Panel 4. The Creation of Adam. Well, this has to be one of the most famous images in the world. On the left, can you see Adam on his back, with one arm on the ground and the other arm stretched out? On the right, God is surrounded by several figures, extending his hand towards Adam's, and their fingers almost touch. Adam looks very relaxed, don't you think? And God looks very animated. Maybe God hasn't actually given Adam life just yet. One question has been asked. If Adam was created by God, why has he got a navel? He didn't have a mother, so presumably he didn't have an umbilical cord. Well, there's something to think about on the coach back to your hotel. Sistine Secrets. Just look back to the Last Judgment for a moment. When it was finished, the local council insisted that the nudity had gone too far. It had to be cleaned up. So an artist called Da Volterra was hired to paint underwear on the more obvious nudes, and he became known for the rest of his life as Il Braggettone, Mr. Big Pants. Panel 5. The Creation of Eve. Here, God has finally come down to earth and is standing, beckoning to Eve. Now, look at Eve. She's emerging from the sleeping figure of Adam. She's actually coming out of him. And of course, that's what's being suggested here, that from the rib of a sleeping Adam, God created Eve. God created animals to keep Adam company, but found, well, they didn't really do the job. So he created a companion for him, Eve. Sistine Secrets. People used to think that men were born with one less rib than women, the missing rib having been taken to create Eve. But we both have the same number of ribs. Panel 6. Original Sin. This story is one that many of us are familiar with. The serpent tempting Eve to try an apple, and the minute she does, both she and Adam are thrown out of the Garden of Eden. Michelangelo shows us both moments. The figures have been painted larger so that we can see them from this far away. Eve is over 6 feet tall in that panel. Notice how they change in appearance once banished, from bright to a slightly duller look, with Eve now hunched and looking frightened.
The Deluge.
Sistine Secret. Give your neck a rest for a moment and look to the side walls here.
Panel 7.
Pope Sisto commissioned painters like Botticelli to paint them. On one side, there's the story of Moses, and on the other, the story of Christ. These are some of the finest frescoes in the world, and that was before Michelangelo turned up and painted the ceiling.
Panel 7. The Deluge.
Well, this is Noah's flood. The water of the floods represents the cleansing of the world of sinners. The ark, the boat, saves those who seek safety in it, while those attached to their worldly possessions are lost in the floods. Some say that Michelangelo hasn't really depicted these catastrophic events, but looking at the desperate struggle people are making for the shore, figures falling out of the boats, the strong winds, the dangerous-looking waters, I think he's got it right. A Sistine secret. Look up at those decorative nude men all along the ceiling. Can you see they're depicted with acorns? In fact, there are a lot of acorns up there. Why? Well, the Pope who commissioned Michelangelo to paint the ceiling had acorns in his family crest, and his family name was Roveri, which means oak in Italian. This is Michelangelo's way of acknowledging his patron. OK, so now we're going to explore the breathtaking Basilica of St. Peter, which is next door. To get there, we need to walk through the door here in the centre of the large panel that crosses the room, and then leave by the door on the right. If you go out the door on the left, you'll have to go through the museum all over again, and I wouldn't want you to do that right now. OK, it's goodbye for now from here. It's time to switch walks and load up the audio guide to St. Peter's Basilica. Don't forget, you'll need your map for that too. Bye for now.